I had a new recorder, it did not work, so I used my old one, it broke, so. Okay, we should be good down there. Okay, wait, we're talking about the Hume and the fish hatchery is getting.
Anyway, you know, look at the old, the history of the Oregon Fish Commission, back before they merged with the Hume Commission. They have a history of transferring fish from this hatchery to this hatchery to this hatchery, so you got a mismatch of. But if you look at the fish on a particular system, the wild fish, they have acclimated themselves to that system over thousands of years.
Yeah.
Thousands of years. And their genetic composition really is suited for that system.
Yeah.
Not that they won't survive in a system 20 miles away, because they probably will, but probably to a lesser degree than they would in their own system. I mean, that just makes sense to me intuitively.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have very few systems left in this, on the west side of the state, that are truly wild fish. We have very few systems that are truly wild fish. Now, some of those fish, where there's been some hatchery interaction 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years ago and then since,
yeah,
probably come back to the point where, after 10 generations or whatever, where those fish are pretty much acclimated to that system again, and while by the biologist's definition may not be considered to be true wild fish,
yeah,
they pretty much reacclimate to that system. So I don't think that hatchery fish are inferior. I just think that I haven't seen any difference in the fight between a hatchery fish and a wild fish if you catch them on a hook and line.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get a reduced or a lesser percentage return of those fish to the hatchery than you would wild fish to that same system, with assuming that all other variables are equal. Ocean conditions are the same when they went to sea, so on and so forth.
There'd have to be about the same number of fish approximately too, wouldn't
there? Yeah, okay. Correct. You know, if you take a look at the Elk River hatchery, when they first put the Elk River into production, Southern Oregon Coast,
yeah,
tuna hatchery primarily, tremendous returns.
Uh-huh.
And gradually, year by year, those numbers, that percentage return went just by just. Down and down. Take a look at that sometime for the Elk River.
Okay.
I think now that they've started reintroducing wild fish into the genetic mix when they're spawning these hatchery fish,
yeah,
that you're probably seeing certainly a stabilization of the percentage return, and maybe even a slight increase. But for years and years, they just used the hatchery fish.
Wow.
And you got a pretty steep downhill slide on the percentage return to it.
I know in the late 1800s that they have had to fish from California, that they released up a Klamath in Washington on the Lewis River. So they were moving those fish 120 miles or something. But nowadays it seems that, and especially the Indians on their hatcheries, are taking the local fish and using those eggs and basically having hospital births instead of the back room. Do you think they would have the same decline for any particular
fish? No question, if you use local fish, you're going to get better returns than if you use fish from outside the area.
Can you see a problem with hatcheries, say school kids, using local eggs, local sources? Can you see problems with them degenerating a run or making it go down? Or
I think you have to have oversight on the local fish with the local fish biologists, you know, there's and I'm not a hatchery person, so but there are certain issues there that the local fish biologists could oversee, make sure that it's, yeah, and that's your question. I can see, in fact, they've done it on Daniel Strait and that West Fork Melitone Skiffa hatchery.
They used all local stock on that. And I think they did on the LC on the test one that they were supposed to do.
The guys, they allowed the guys to
they used to, I don't know if they still do, with steelhead, they allow the guys to fish right there at the hatchery. And they encourage the individual, when they catch a fish, to put it directly into the holding ponds there at the hatchery for spawning purposes. And a lot of that goes on. Guy will catch a fish right at the hatchery with the fish are holding to get into the hatchery pond. You just run up and dump it in the holding pond. So, I mean, yeah, this is a hell of a program now. Still is, as far as I know.
So, in your estimation, having hatcheries for fish, as long as it's done with local stock and some oversight, is not detrimental to the fishery as a whole?
Not in my opinion.
More positive than?
More positive.
Okay.
You know, one of the things I think that this biologists and fish management have forgotten, they left the human element out of the equation.
And the forestry people.
You know, we love our salmon, we love our fish. Yeah. And so, keep cranking down the regulations, you know, and you drop your hatchery production, but you can't keep any wild fish.
Yeah.
Am I going to go fishing if I can't keep the fish? I'm not. I go someplace else. Well, what happens when you take, when people don't fish? No license revenue, no sentinels on the stream to watch the fish. I mean, there's some pretty strong reasons for keeping people involved in process fishery. I'm talking about our salmon steelhead grounds. Without those people, I think that we would losing a very important component of the overall mix of salmon steelhead fish. Back to your hatchery issue, right? One of my good friends is Lindsay Ball. Lindsay was he was an Oregon State Gamecock for years, and then moved up the ranks and became he was the top guy in the game division, and then he moved from there to head of the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, where he served for 6 or 7 or 8 years, and then he went from there to the Department of Administrative Services for 4 or 5 years. But anyway, yeah, really good fish and wildlife background, and he was very, very good while he was director of ODFW in the legislature, very good in the legislature. And he pretty much single-handedly, along with State Representative Hamilton by the name of Hopkins, got enough money to convert the old ODFW Fall Creek LC, Cobo Hatchery, into what is now known as the Oregon Hatchery Research Center.
That's where Wayne Geezy was involved in that.
Yeah, that's right. And the people at that center are trying to answer the very same question you asked me, you know, is there a difference between hatchery fish and wild fish? They've got some studies going on that I think that will probably help us answer some of those questions. It's not a short-term issue or fix, you know, it's going to take several generations of fish to prove the history too. But anyway, that's going on, I think that's very positive, but there's a lot of people in the area in which I live that don't look very favorably on that because that hatchery was taken out of production where it provided fish for the anglers, and they're actually very angry because I think it's primarily because they don't understand the depth of the research that they're doing at that hatchery and how that's going down the road to really help us decide a lot of key issues with regard to hatchery versus wild fish. So I'm all for it. I think it's a great program. There's a lot of people, a lot of my friends, who get rid of that sucker, you know, it's racist to raise the taxpayers dollars, but I think they're being very short-sighted.
We looked at hatcheries on the Celeste when the tribe was operating and they took over the old ODFW hatchery. There they were doing odd things like, well, odd compared to other hatcheries, putting branches in the stream and trying to recreate kind of natural conditions. I think they had water flow in from the in the creek there. Replicate more natural conditions. And then I know the Alcy hatchery was set up for the exact reason we've been saying, to study the differences. And there seems to be some local resistance to that as well for different reasons. And that is that they think that the research has become biased in the last few years against hatcheries with this program, and they don't think the data is supporting that bias. So I don't know if people are reading too much into it, but it does seem like it's controversial on both sides.
Yeah, it is. There's no question about it. Well, I'm going to have to get out of here pretty shortly.
I think, can you think of anything we haven't covered? I got all my notes here.
No, I'm going to have to come back down.
Oh, good. And David, and we can talk about sports a little bit next time.
Yeah, right. And actually, I just talked to my brother who's out on this north of North Bend. We're going to get David to take us on another tour of the Elliott.
Oh, good.
He likes to do that. So.
Yes, I just took a tour with him and we recorded that. And the one before with Jerry, and we got one more to do with on the West Slope.
Funny guy.
Well, I thank you very much for your time and look forward to our next
meeting. I'm not sure how much I provided.